Hey everybody, Adam Davidson, Radcast number 44 coming at you on this Monday, December 7th, 2015. Happy Advent. We are fully in the season of Advent, a season of waiting and anticipating Christ, getting ready for Christmas and being ready for his return. The gospel reading from yesterday included Luke chapter 3, verses 1 through 6, and in that passage, Luke quotes Isaiah, the prophet of the Old Testament, to help us to understand and give us some framework and reference for John the Baptist, the prophet, the last prophet who ultimately lays the groundwork for Jesus himself to come. John the Baptist lives Isaiah chapter 40. Luke quotes it for us. It goes a little something like this. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight paths for him. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill made low. The crooked roads shall become straight, the rough ways smooth, and all people will see God's salvation. Let's zero in on that last verse, verse 6. All people will see God's salvation. That's good news, because that's what all people need. Not everybody knows it. Not everybody realizes it. It's the work of the Holy Spirit in somebody's life for them to come to this realization. Yet, this is exactly what humanity needs. And that's how good God is. He sends himself. He comes and puts on human flesh to come and save us. And the scripture says that all people will see this salvation. And that comes true as the church continues to, on mission, spread the gospel and live the gospel and tell people about Christ. That's what it's all about. Now, let's go a little deeper. There's a difference between seeing something and taking a hold of something. The scripture says that all people will see salvation. That doesn't mean that all people will take hold of it. What we do as followers of Jesus is not just see salvation from a distance, but we see it, we're drawn to it by the Holy Spirit, and we take hold of it. And in taking hold of salvation, salvation takes a hold of us. Because salvation isn't a theological construct. Salvation is a relationship. It's a reality. It's a new birth. It's death to self, out with the old, in with the new, because of what Christ has done. So what I'm trying to do today and this week is not just sort of see salvation, not just see the Christmas story from afar, but to see it and to take hold of it. Because in taking hold of salvation, Christ is able to take hold of me. I'm not saying that I'm losing my salvation every day or every moment or every week. It's not like that. It's more like, no, I want to grab a hold of this. And the Apostle Paul puts this perfectly for us in Philippians 3. He says, I don't mean to say that I've already reached perfection, but I press on to possess that for which Christ Jesus has possessed me. Do you see this? It's not just seeing it. It's grabbing a hold of salvation so salvation can grab a hold of us. That's what I'm trying to do today. And I will, by God's grace and God's help, see you tomorrow.